Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I'm going to take up the gospel reading the church gives us today as we're making our way through this season of Lent. It's from John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 21 through 30. The drama that's unfolding is so powerful in the readings the church is giving to us. And if you have never read through the section of or all of John's Gospel, first, I would encourage you to do that. It's a beautiful gospel, great place to start, especially if you haven't read much of the scripture. But even if you have, reading it again and again is going to be enriching. Every time you dive into it, like the whole Word of God, you're going to harvest something new. The Holy Spirit will show you new things that will change your life. This Word has power. It's living. It's active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It has a capacity to get to the core of your being, right to your heart, and reveal what's in the depth of your own heart. But what we're seeing here is the unfolding conflict between Jesus and the Pharisees. As Jesus is moving toward his passion, toward Calvary, through his death, what we see is the conflict that's breaking out between Jesus and the religious leaders. They don't know who he is. They don't believe any claims that he's making. They're angry at him. They're threatened by him. They are trying to figure out ways to destroy him and to shut him down. They're trying to make him stumble in some way so that they can accuse him. He could be judged and dealt with and gotten rid of. So today, actually the reading just preceded it. Jesus was making tremendous proclamations of who he is and revealing his own identity. For example, in chapter 8, verse 12 and following, he says, "Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, 'I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'" There's so much packed in that one sentence. Again, you see the uniqueness of Jesus' teaching. Jesus isn't like pointing to the light. He's not saying, "Here the law is light," or "Over there is the light. Follow me, we're all moving toward the light." Jesus is actually identifying himself as the light for the entire world, not just for a small group of people, but for all of humanity ultimately. "I'm the light of the world. The one who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The presumption, of course, is everybody's walking because of original sin, because of the fall. Every human being is walking in the dark, in the darkness of sin. And the only way to life is to make a break from that sin, is to have the sin problem dealt with in our life. Because why? Because sin produces death. Jesus came to destroy sin and to destroy death. In him, not only does he have the power to destroy these powers in the world, sin and death, Jesus has the power and the capacity to give us a new kind of life, eternal life, divine life, God's very life, which is at the heart of what the whole of the Christian life is about. Christianity is a new life. It's not just a philosophy. It's not just a kind of religious discipline or a more enlightened way of looking at God and life on earth. Christianity is a revelation of God in the person of God himself coming in the flesh, Jesus, his son, and bearing with him the kingdom, uniting it to human flesh and human life, and the new creation beginning in the person of Jesus. God has come to bring his kingdom, and his kingdom is life. It's God's life. And that life is in a person. And as John tells us in his first letter, he who has that person, he who has the Son, has life. And he who has not the Son does not have life. Christianity is not just a rule book. It's not just a set of rules and commandments that everybody's supposed to try to obey, and that some people will be able to do it and some people won't be able to do it on their own. It's not a human achievement that is being brought about by my actions and my activities. I've been offered the gift, the gratuitous gift of God's offer of a kingdom, his life, his forgiveness, his mercy, his salvation. And I say yes to it by his grace and then live a life that cooperates with the outworking of the kingdom of God that's come to dwell in me. So this is why Jesus is the light for the world. He's the way through this darkness. He's light itself. Of course, they react against it. And Jesus keeps telling them that he's the Son of the Father. They don't get it. And he's going to ultimately identify himself with God. They're going to accuse him of blasphemy. But today's reading from verse 21, it said, "Again, he said to them, I go away, and you will seek me and die in your sin. Where I'm going, you cannot come." So Jesus is talking about his impending death. He's going away. On their own, they cannot go where he's going. He's going back to the Father's house. And without receiving what Jesus has to give them, without repenting, believing in him, confessing him as Lord, receiving the kingdom of God, they will die in their sins. They won't just biologically die, but they will die the second death. They'll die separated from God because they won't have life within them. Jesus' life, the life of his Son. Verse 22, "Then said the Jews, will he kill himself, since he says, where I'm going, you cannot come? He said to them, you are from below, I'm from above. You are of this world, I'm not of this world." What does Jesus mean? You're of this world, I'm not of this world. Well, for sure what he's referring to here, at least, is the reality of the fallen dimension that the Bible talks about the world, that system here of social, economic, political, psychological forces in this world that are set against the kingdom of God. The fallen world, the world that resists God, the world that, John will say, friendship with this world is necessarily enmity with God. There are powers in this world, you know, the whole world, the Bible says, is in the power of the devil. This is dimension of the world that is in the hands of the devil. And it's resisting the will of God. And it will be judged and it will be condemned. Jesus has come to reveal it and to reveal the truth of it. And so Jesus is saying to the Pharisees, you're of this world. You're trapped in it, in an unbelieving world, and you will die in your sins if you don't repent. Verse 24, he said, "I told you that you would die in your sins. For you will die in your sins unless you believe that I am he." Unless you believe, you will die in your sins. So, the Pharisees have no righteousness of their own. They have no claim before God. They say, we are the religious proprietors of Israel. We have kept the law. We stand righteous before God by virtue of our own deeds. Nobody can make that claim, not even the religious leaders of the people of Israel. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Every human being stands in need of redemption. The gift and offer of salvation that comes to us from God the Father in his Son, Jesus Christ. So Jesus is very clear. I told you that you would die in your sins, for you'll die in your sins unless you believe that I am he. Now those words are meant to be for each one of us as well, not just to the Pharisees. We can't come to God the Father and enter his holy place. We can't become children of God just by virtue of our own righteousness, our own righteous deeds. We become children of God through repentance, faith, baptism, and entering into the church. We become children of God by God's free gift, his kindness, his mercy, his compassion. And the only way to receive that mercy is to believe his diagnosis about us. Jesus came to identify in us just what he's identifying in the Pharisees. We stand in need of God's forgiveness. Each one of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And God's offer of forgiveness requires a deep yes. First, a turning away from sin, which we call repentance, and a yes, a total yes from the heart, to God's offer of mercy and salvation in the person of Jesus Christ. St. John Paul II said, the kind of faith which from the outset is total and radical. That's what the church is after in Lent, raising the question for us, helping us through the preaching of the gospel, guiding us and asking us again, what's the nature of your response to Christ? What role does he play in your life? Who is he to you? in reality, not just in your head, but what kind of life, what kind of total life response have you made to him? Is it along the lines of what Pope John Paul II called a faith which from the outset is total and radical in its intention? Have you totally and radically surrendered to Jesus as Lord? Or are you holding back along the lines of how he characterized much of the life of the baptized in our time when he said, the church is characterized, many in the church, their lives are characterized by a kind of Christian minimalism. He said, which makes us and leaves us Christians at risk. Risk of what? Of losing our salvation. Of dying this death that Jesus is talking about here. He said, I told you that you would die in your sins unless you believe that I am he. They said to him, who are you? It's a good question. Jesus said to them, even what I have told you from the beginning. He said, I've told you this from the beginning, who I am. I have much to say about you and much to judge, but he who sent me is true, and I declare to the world what I have heard from him. So Jesus is simply underlining here. He said, from the beginning, I've declared to you everything that I've received from the Father. I've told you what he's told me to reveal, and I told you who I am. They did not understand that he spoke to them of the Father, of God the Father. So Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak thus as the Father taught me. There's so much in that one sentence. When you have lifted up the Son of Man, what does he mean? When you've crucified him, when you've lifted him up and nailed him to a cross, he said, then you will know that I am he. Then you will know that I am he. Jesus will reveal the heart of God, the truth about himself, the truth about the Pharisees, the truth about you and me. Everything's going to happen on that cross. The total revelation of God's self-donating love and love being at the center of all things, and the revelation of man's sin-sick heart that silences and destroys and rejects the love of God, and the truth that's revealed in the life of Jesus, where a light is shining through him, showing us what it means to be human, where happiness and fulfillment can be found. And that kind of self-donating love. And he says, that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak thus as the Father taught me. He does nothing on his own. And Jesus said, we can do nothing on our own, that we're called to abide in him and do everything he commands us. And he who sent me is with me. He's not left me alone, for I always do what is pleasing to him. Lent can help you and me come to the same kind of claim. Lent forges us, it purifies us, it puts us back on the mark, it helps us see clearly who we are, that we're now sent by God into the world. We're baptized into Christ and his mission, that he never leaves us alone. He's with us always. We can take that to the bank. And we always do what pleases him. That's what it means to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. That's what he wants to help us with. Friends, let's receive it and live in it in hope. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.